It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, January 20th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories as we head into the weekend. And coming up after the break, tales on how you can save 10% on Skywatch TV's virtual conference if you have not already signed up. Again, that's coming up after the break. Topic number 5 this week, of course, the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland. Klaus Schwab declaring that I will master the future. You can't make this stuff up, but that's exactly what he said. Now, Mr. Schwab is 85 years old, so I think he's about to find out very soon that, in fact, the future belongs to the Lord, but I digress. Schwab clearly has a God complex, and he's surrounded by people who likewise believe that they and they alone have the right to tell the rest of us how to live. They've been spending this week in Davos brainstorming ideas along those lines, except they're going to find out, are already finding out, which is causing a lot of stress and angst at this year's meeting, reportedly, that the BRICS plus nations, specifically Russia, China, India, perhaps Iran as part of this axis, have other ideas. They do not plan to go along with the vision of the World Economic Forum for the future. 70% of the world, roughly, rejects the idea being pushed by the WEF that the family is anything but patrilineal. In other words, a man and a woman headed up by a father. And this does not mean we dominate our families, but I'm talking about the biblical definition of a husband who loves his wife sacrificially, Ephesians 5. But this is based on the biological reality of separate but complementary gender roles. Most of the world buys into that. We Christians in America who accept that as God's design for the family, we're in the minority here in the West. But the World Economic Forum, if they think they're going to push this on the Global South and on Russia, China, India, they're sadly deceived. Anyway, that's not to say that these guys are going to make our lives any easier here in the West as they continue to pursue their agenda of fundamentally restructuring the world by the year 2030. It is their mission, they see it, to make sure that by 2030 you will own nothing, you'll live in a low-energy, high-density, low-privacy city, eating bugs instead of beef, and using only their approved digital currency that you can only spend on approved things with approved vendors. But again, they're beginning to realize that a growing number of us are onto their agenda, that what the media tried to pass off as conspiracy theory, for example, BBC's headline, "What is the Great Reset and how was it hijacked by conspiracy theorists?" Well, it's hard to keep up that meme when you can go to the World Economic Forum's website and see that they actually do want us to eat insects. 5 reasons eating insect protein is better than meat. World Economic Forum is going back and scrubbing some of the more outrageous parts of their plan. It's not that they're changing their plan, they just don't want us to know about it. Here's the other thing, though, and I think from a bigger, looking bigger picture as a Christian, organizations like the World Economic Forum, the Bilderberg Group, they are red herrings. They are red herrings in the supernatural conflict in which we are all deployed. Principalities and powers, cosmic rulers over our present darkness, spiritual wickedness in the high places, that's who the Apostle Paul told us we really contend with. Guys like Klaus Schwab, for all the power that he wields in the world capitals, at least in the Western world, he, to them, the principalities and powers, nothing more than a useful idiot. Topic number 4, tanks and drones. We learned this week that Russia warned the UK that the Challenger 2 battle tanks the United Kingdom plans to send to Ukraine will burn like the Ukrainian tanks. But this came at the same time that Russia announced its completed manufacturing, its first batch of the Poseidon high-speed nuclear-capable drone, which is said to be capable of wiping out an entire port city with a 1,600-foot radioactive tsunami that would not only destroy that city, but render it uninhabitable for a very long time. Whether that's true remains to be seen. I hope we never find out for sure. Meanwhile, Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz reportedly not willing to send Germany's high-tech main battle tank, the Leopard, to Ukraine. He reportedly told President Biden, "You first." In other words, when the U.S. sends its M1 Abrams main battle tank, then we'll consider sending our Leopards. And Biden does not want to send the M1 because he's afraid of expanding this conflict beyond Ukraine to NATO allies in Western Europe or Eastern Europe, well, Western Europe ultimately. That is certainly something Russia is already considering, that it is a proxy war between NATO and Ukraine. Now, despite what we've been hearing in the corporate media for the past year, thanks to WikiLeaks releases of diplomatic cables, we know now that Western governments, including here in the United States, have been aware for a very long time that expanding NATO right up to Russia's borders was a bright red line for the Kremlin. And yet, the neolibs and neocons in Washington, D.C. insisted that we do it anyway. The time to stop all of this would have been back in 2004, before the Bush administration, using George Soros and his Open Society Initiative, funded the Orange Revolution that overturned the results of an election that had put a pro-Russian president in power. We did the same thing again with the Maidan Revolution back in 2014, kicked out the pro-Russian president, installed a pro-Western president instead. The neocons and neolibs in Washington, D.C. have been meddling in Ukraine for a very long time. I'm not defending Russia here. This is not a pro-Russian sentiment. I'm just saying that here in the West, our political class has been using the people of Ukraine as a pawn, as pawns in this game, and they're the ones who are paying the price. Topic number three, Biden's secrets. We learned this week that more secret documents have been found at President Biden's home, as well as an office that he used after he left the White House as vice president. And of course, for the last couple of weeks, defenders of President Biden have said that the way he allegedly mishandled classified documents was not nearly as bad as the way President Trump mishandled those documents. But of course, this week we learned that Hunter Biden was taking millions of dollars from people tied to Chinese military intelligence while living at the home of Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware, where those secret documents were found. Now, there's no evidence suggesting that Hunter Biden accessed those documents while he was in the grip, by the way, which we now know from the so-called laptop from hell, in the middle of a debilitating alcohol and drug addiction, cocaine specifically, experiencing frequent blackouts and losses of memory. We don't know that he took any of those documents and gave them to his Chinese paymasters, but the opportunity certainly existed. And we should know more about this. And because, as we told you earlier this week, Attorney General Merrick Garland made the unforced error, the own goal of appointing a special counsel to investigate President Trump, he's now got to do the same thing with President Biden. What will we find out? Maybe nothing. Maybe nothing. They're circling the wagons in Washington, D.C. to try to protect President Biden. But the question exists, is this the way, the reason the story is coming out now, is it because the deep state has decided that Joe Biden has outlived his usefulness as president? Topic number two, hitting the ceiling. As we told you earlier this week, the United States government has hit the limit of what it can legally borrow. Now, that doesn't mean government's going to shut down operations. What it does mean is that the Treasury Department, under Janet Yellen, will now begin using extraordinary accounting procedures to continue funding government operations, something you and I sadly don't have the ability to do when we run out of money and credit. We have to stop buying things. The government just changes the way it counts the money. By the way, just so you get a sense of how much money we're talking about, and it may not be until June or July that the government really has to come to some terms here, either reducing the amount that we're borrowing or kicking up the debt ceiling again. But the amount of money borrowed by the federal government here in the United States over the past year in 2022 amounted to $4 billion per day. That's $4 billion with a B, dollars per day, more than $10,000 per household per day, every one of the 365 days of last year. Meanwhile, the economy showing more flashing red signals. Microsoft announcing 10,000 layoffs. This follows 18,000 laid off at Amazon and similar moves in Silicon Valley with Meta, Twitter, Salesforce, and other high-tech firms here in the United States. Coming up, let them eat no cake. I'll explain what I mean next on the Friday Five.
Now, at the SkywatchTVStore.com, you're going to find the Walk by Faith special offer. Now, this offer includes three masterpiece works. First, you're going to receive, of course, Dorothy Spalding's new book, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight, where you'll journey with Dorothy across the United States in an epic act of faith. You'll also discover how to hear the voice of God and carry it through, never wavering or quitting when times get tough. You're going to discover how to identify the secrets of prevailing prayer, tenacity, and courage, which I think Dorothy embodies, and you can tell that as she's here sharing her story, and learn to be a bold and fearless witness of Jesus Christ. But that's not all. You're also going to receive Dr. Thomas Horn's true biographical book, The Boy from El Mirage, where you'll learn how Tom cheated death three times and came to discover why God spared him for a kingdom purpose. This biography covers everything from how he met his lifelong mate, Nita, his early years as a pastor, supernatural events that he's experienced in his long and storied life, and most importantly, it's a call to action and message of truth for everybody today. And finally, you'll receive the biographical book, No Fences, by Whispering Ponies Ranch founder Nita Horn, where you'll experience her journey from devastation to tenderness, humor, and warmth. From surviving poverty and discovering an invisible God who has a plan for all of our lives, No Fences is an intimate and revealing narrative of losing dreams, getting them back, and the faith journey in between. Altogether, these three masterpieces hold a retail value of $60, yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss out on this incredible opportunity to get this book, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight. I promise you will be inspired and you'll learn a ton.
Item number one on the Friday Five, the ultimate in the nanny state, the food watchdog group in the United Kingdom, the Food Standards Agency, says that people should be barred from bringing cake to the office. It's just as dangerous to the UK's health as passive or secondhand smoke. Seriously, Professor Susan Jebb, who's the chairwoman of this group, said that she only eats cake during the day because colleagues give her the opportunity to do so by bringing cake into the office. If they didn't bring in the cake to the office, she wouldn't eat the cake and she wouldn't put... Willpower? Self-control? I mean, come on, Professor Jebb, you acknowledge that this is not a healthy way for you to eat. So why are you doing this to yourself? We can laugh at this, but of course, in a bigger picture, this is a mindset that is endemic in our culture today. My problems are the result of everybody else. It's their fault. It's not mine. I just witnessed the new book by Prince Harry, Spare. It's all their fault, not mine. Well, thankfully, the Office of the Prime Minister is not going to act on this recommendation. During the government's briefing Wednesday, spokesperson for Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said, the PM believes personal choice should be baked into our approach. Skywatch TV's Defender Virtual Conference. You can sign up for just a couple more weeks through February 4th. If you have not done so already, as an added incentive to encourage you to take advantage of these 24 presentations and as a free bonus, all 6 documentaries from Skywatch Films, you can save 10%. Use promo code DARKLASTCHANCE. That's all one word, DARKLASTCHANCE, when you sign up at DefenderConference.com, and that'll knock 10% off the registration. You get instant access, full HD, for 90 days from the day you sign up. So you haven't missed anything yet, but registration period ends February 4th. And again, through that date, save 10% with the promo code DARKLASTCHANCE at DefenderConference.com. Dorothy Spalding's got a remarkable life story, and she tells it to Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team on this week's broadcast program. She's the author of the new book, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight. Check it out. You can find our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch the program right now at our website. It's always there. All of our video content at skywatchtv.com. You can also get it at YouTube. Or Rumble channel, of course, rumble.com/SkywatchTV, youtube.com/SkywatchTV now. But make it easy. Just add Skywatch TV's app to your Roku or Apple TV set-top box, and then we'll be right there. In fact, the weekly broadcast show gets added to Roku and Apple TV a few days before it goes out to our network affiliates. The same is true with our mobile app. The mobile app has all of our video content, including these daily news updates, the women's program, Simply His, and more, as well as news updates three times a week and a calendar of upcoming events. All of that right in the palm of your hand. It is free, available for iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire phones, and tablets. And to make it easy, we've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.